954, 70, it's 67 degrees. We're going to get up to 71 today. Joining us is Jim Pack. He was here with us for years and years and years on WTMJ, and he knows all about game shows. And of course, yesterday, Bob Barker, the host of The Price is Right, passed away at the ripe old age of 99. But I'll tell you, he leaves quite an impact, doesn't he? In terms of how many years did he spend on TV?
Well, I think it was somewhere starting about 1830. Bob was amazing. I'm old enough to remember Truth or Consequences when it was on radio. And he took it over on television. And, I mean, the man did an entire career on two game shows. Where did I go wrong, Libby?
I don't know. But, yeah, Truth and Consequences for how many years? It was about 15 years. And then The Price is Right. Yeah, and I don't know if you were aware of this. I was. I just... Because Jessica had it this morning, and that is that Johnny Olson, who was the first announcer on The Price is Right, actually worked here at WTMJ back in the 30s.
Yes, he did, and Johnny was a terrific guy. I knew him slightly. We worked together a couple of times, and he was just a somewhat professional. And the other thing was we sat around and talked, of course, about Milwaukee, which was great fun.
Going back to Bob Barker, 35 years on The Price is Right. Why, first of all, how did he last that long? And what is it about that show that even now that he, you know, I mean, he stepped down 15 years ago, but it still continues very popular, even playing at night in primetime.
It's a terrific show. It's just a classic game show. It's very simple. It's easy to understand. You look at it and immediately you've got it. And it's the excitement in the audience, and you identify with that person, and you think of yourself. I could win all that if I just had the right thing, and you play along, and that's one of the big tricks. And Bob was just a master at knowing when to talk and when to be quiet, and just let you go and let the show flow on.
You know, but he had integrity because after what. Hosting Miss Universe and Miss USA for over 20 years, he stepped down because the people running that particular beauty pageant still used fur coats. I mean, that was integrity.
He was absolutely committed to animal rights and animal welfare, and you had to be careful. I didn't spend time with Bob, but I knew many people, of course, who worked with him and knew him, and you had to be very careful because if you said something, he would bend your ear for an hour on what was going on. He wasn't just someone who mouthed things. He lived it, and he studied it, and he knew more about animals than most veterinarians.
That's pretty funny, Jim. Now, what do you think his impact will be? I mean, in terms of television, will we ever see his likes again hosting a show like that?
That's hard to say. It's the odds are certainly against it, but you never know. I just think of Alex Trebek, who left us a year or so ago, and how long he ran Jeopardy. And now other people will do it. And, of course, someone, Art Fleming, did it before he got it. So you never know. It's unlikely that a show would run that long, but you get the right chemistry, and it can go. Look how long Wheel of Fortune has run.
No doubt about that. You just wonder how Ryan Seacrest will do with that one. Hey, Jim.
Exactly. And who will ever replace Vanna White?
We can only hope. Okay, Jim. Jim Pack, thank you for joining us this morning. Always great to talk with you.
It was a pleasure, Lily. Always a pleasure to talk to you.